This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Morning all and welcome to the north, a very soggy north today, but the trains are running. Mine haven't been cancelled yet so far, so I am settling back and I'm on my way to Carlisle for the draw specialists. Newport, let's see how we can get, can we get anything today. It's going to be tricky, I think, but despite it being incredibly wet up here, apparently the game is on, so that's good news. Looking forward to it. It's been a good few years since I've done the Carlisle trip. A few different ways you can get there from Leeds, actually, but I'm taking the scenic route today, going across the majesty of the Orchard Dales, and we'll be doing the Settle to Carlisle line, which basically is one of the most beautiful train journeys in the British Isles. Whether we'll be able to see much of it today, who knows. Rumour has it that the good doctor is also trundling his way up from Newport today, so two-fifths of the pod are on their way to Carlisle, so I'm going to settle back, enjoy this train journey across for a few hours. Despite the fact that I actually live in the north, it still takes forever and a day to get to Carlisle. Carlisle is a long way from anywhere, but we're on our way, so I will settle back, enjoy the train journey, and catch up with you all in Carlisle. So we arrived safely into Carlisle on the nicest train journey I've had in a long time, and settled in, having a lovely pint of Lancaster Blonde and a nice steak pie in a cracking pub recommended to me by the Brunton Park Bugle Boys, and settling in nicely. And a good doctor arrives as well with his lad in tow. I don't know whether that classes as Charles Crutley or good dadding. I'm not sure which one that is. We'll have to wait and see. It's a long haul. So, Ed, what are we thinking about today?
Well, when I spoke to the Brunton Park podcast, or whatever they're called, I said our best hope is probably for a 0-0, because I can't see us scoring, but I can see us on a good day keeping Carlisle out. Will it be a good day? I mean, I don't know. They're on very good form. They've strengthened in the week. As you were just saying, Ian, everyone has strengthened except for us. If I'm going to be positive, if we could come away from this with a point and a clean sheet, I would bite your hand off at the moment. And then we'll see maybe if we can improve on that against Wimbledon next Saturday. But, yeah, it's a tall order against a good team, I think. They're going well, and it sounded from the conversation I had with them that they're setting their sights on automatic promotion. So, yeah, we've got our work cut out.
I agree with that. I think anything we get from today is a bonus. However, they've not played since New Year's Day, so, you know, can we catch them cold? Snick one early on and then defend for our lives. I think it's going to be, I think we're going to nick it. We're going to nick it 1-0. I've got my positive pants on. I think we're going to nick it 1-0. Right, we're going to sup up, and then we've got a little walk down to the ground, and we'll see what Brunton Park's all about. Right, we're in the ground. We've made it up, yeah. I mean, for me, this is an absolute classic old school,
you know, ground. You know, anyone who's like old enough to, like me, who can remember Carlisle being in the top flight for a short period in the end of the 70s, I think it was, like Pop Robson and the crew, you'll see the ground hadn't changed much since then, apart from the stand we're in, which has been redone and is now seats. So having a look around us, to our left, we've got what Ed has reliably informed, has reliably told me, is the largest terrace left in the Football League. I find that hard to believe, but the good doctor's very rarely wrong. And it's a classic, because it's got sort of, you know, instead of having sort of shaped roofs and sort of curves, it's got, I want to say gable ends almost. It's got sort of three gable ends on it. It's a very distinctive side to element to it. We've then got like a sort of old school big version of the Hazel. So you've got a terrace all the way down one side. Above it, it's clearly like the grandstand bit. And then they've like tacked on sort of two extra stands on the end of it, which is, it looks odd, but you know, it's got its own sort of idiosyncrasy to it. Underneath one of those, it looks like they've got a conservatory, which is presumably is where the sort of the meals are, but it looks like there's a conservatory between the terrace and the stand. To our right, which back in the day, a long time ago, was the away end, is now an unused little terrace.
It's unused today. I think it does get used for big away games.
Oh, Ed's telling me that sometimes they put fans in there. That isn't going to be an issue here today with our support. And then we've got down our side a really nice, to be fair, like single decked stand running the whole length of the pitch. And we are in like the sort of right-hand corner of that. I don't know what you're worried about with the weather. The pitch looks absolutely fine. It is cold. It is windy. But at the moment, it is dry. And the other thing, there's proper floodlights here as well, which I know people like, but they're quite unusual ones. Instead of having the sort of stanchion and a big block of lights at the top of the stanchion, they're quite hard to describe. They're just like little, they're like quite tall tripods with the lights going down the side of the tripod rather than being on the top. So
we'll tweet something for anyone who wants to see a picture of them. We'll stick something on Twitter.
Yeah.
Floodlight fans,
watch our Twitter account. Yeah, so we'll do that. But anyway, enough of that rubbish about the ground. I know, you know me, I like a ground. So, what's the lineup? There has been some interesting changes, I think. The lineup looks interesting today. Let's have a look. So, we've got Day in goals. Then we've got the normal Drysdale, Farquharson, Mickey Dimitriou. Then we've got Cam Norman on the right and Adam Lewis on the left. Midfield starts getting interesting. Mariah Welsh, Aaron Wilding in for a start, which we've been calling for on the pod, so we're good to see that. And then Aaron, and then Collins. Is Collins going to be in midfield? And then up front, it says Evans and Zanzala. So no Bogle, no Bennett anywhere. So I'm assuming he's injured because he's not even on the bench. We think, me and Ed think, actually the midfield is going to be Mariah Welsh, Wilding and Evans in midfield. And then Lewis, Collins and Zanzala up front, we're thinking. So yeah, that's quite interesting. But you have to see where we go. So we've got about 15 minutes, 20 minutes to kick off. Crowds should probably be a good gate here today. They're going well and they're well supported side, to be fair. So yeah, let's see how we go in a minute. Right, the teams are out. We're playing in the green and white, which hopefully is going to be lucky for us again. Really interesting to see how we line up. It is, the sun is shining, to be fair, although the sun is going to dip very quickly. It is cold up here in Carlisle. There's a wind blowing. We've got in every layer of clothing we brought with us. I'm really glad I brought a hat. It is cold. So we're deciding that means there's going to be a lot of action because you don't want to be on that pitch and not moving. So lots of action. Hopefully we can nick something out of this. Come on, Paul. Let's have it. Well, it's all quite strange in the away end. There was nobody here, and then a load of very quite loud fans have turned up. With very, very strong Scottish accents. And apparently they're all Partick Thistle fans who are on the way to Dundee. The game was called off. So they've diverted to Carlisle and they're supporting us today, I think. Let's hope so, anyway. interesting formation so far. In we think it's almost like as if Lewis Collins and Will Evans are like bombing on from midfield. So sometimes we're almost playing 3-4-3, but there's other times when we're playing or almost like 4-5-1 or 3-5-1 or whatever. So it's an interesting. But it's evens. We've started well. Right on the stroke of half time, we've gone one down. Terrible mistake in a box. Actually, there wasn't really much happening. ball swirling around the wind. I'm not sure who it was. I think just tried to header it back off the back of the head. Mickey, I think, hit it, tried to head it back, and we headed it straight to one of their players who had, all he had to do was tap it past Joe Day, really. Yeah, that was a real kick in the teeth, because to be fair, we've, you know, there hasn't been any chances either half, really, but we've really held our own, and we've been playing more of the game probably in their half than they have in ours, and that's a poor, poor mistake. So, like last week at Rochdale, we've got to come from a goal down. Two down early in the second half. You think that's probably game over, unfortunately. We were attacking, actually, looked okay, lost the ball, played up, you know, just a big oof from Carlisle, got held up in the wind. Again, we didn't deal with that ball. Got played out to their striker on the left-hand side. He just went easily past Eggers and put it in a corner. So, problems now. Bogle on, Mickey off. So it looks like we're switching to a 4-4-2. So it's interesting to see what happens here. That move there summed up the day, really. Fantastic ball out, I think, from Mariwell. Sprayed it across to Lewis Collins, who picked it up. He laid it back to Cam Norman, who dinked it over two players, ran through, got onto it. He's inside the box. He's either got to hit the target or he's got to pull it back for Wilding coming on. Rush of blood to the head. He's blazed it over the bar. Great chance to get back into it. Free kick out on this side, right on the touchline. Collins swung it in beautifully with the wind. Inside the six-yard box. We've got players in there. Zanzala's got his head to it. You think it's in, and it's just gone past the post. Scouse Lewis just hit the post from a header. Aaron Lewis has come on. Swung it across, right across to the far side. Scouse got his head to it, back across the keeper, off the post. To be fair though, a few minutes before that, up the other end, Carlisle hit the post themselves, so one all on posts. So there we go, 2-0 final whistle. I mean, to be fair, we didn't come here and try and defend, we tried to come here and make a game of it, and to be honest, we did in the first half. You could argue we were the better side, although there was not much between us. Going a goal down killed us, and then we're never going to get back into it, which is, I think, our problem. Ed, what was your view?
Yeah, similar to you, really. I mean, if I'm going to find some positives, it's that we played some all right stuff in the first half. Sloppy way to concede the first goal, sloppy way to concede the second goal, and then it's a long way back. But, you know, we are away at one of the better teams in the division. I guess the key thing now is we are going to need to play at home next Saturday against Wimbledon and grind out a result, because we desperately need to get a win under our belt, I think. You know, we've had all these draws. You know, we've played some all right stuff at times, but we just need to get 3 points somehow now. So, you know, yeah, two sloppy goals to let in today. Some all right moments around it, but, yeah, it's now just... We've just got to get some points on the board, I think, and start to give ourselves a bit of self-belief.
Yeah, so... You're going to the Wimbledon game, I think you are, aren't you?
Yeah. I'll be there with a few friends. So, yeah, we'll be reporting on that one, doing an all-dayer, I think.
Brilliant. So, Ed will be no sense out of Ed for the Wimbledon game, but hopefully he'll see us win a game. And I'll see you again in another northern town. All the best to everyone. Keep safe. Cheers.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered
by fans.